Good morning. The tourism minister, Riaz Morotto, said yesterday that she had received a knife covered in red stains in the post, and police announced that they had identified a suspect. Spanish media reported that the main suspect was a man with mental health issues, and that police were not linking the incident to a recent series of death threats to other public figures. Politicians across the political spectrum initially raised the alarm when Morotto said she received the package. The knife had arrived on Friday with a return address, she said. The National Police said they had identified a person believed to have sent the knife, and the investigation was ongoing. Investigators didn't believe the suspect had any links to the death threats mailed last week to the Interior Minister, Fernando Grande Malasca, Pablo Iglesias of Unidas Podemos, and Maria Gomez, who heads the Guardia Civil. Without suggesting who might be behind those earlier letters, Mr. Malasca yesterday blamed a culture of political polarisation for allowing hate speech to flourish. Tensions between right and left have ratcheted up in recent weeks ahead of a regional election in Madrid, where Conservative incumbent Isabel Díaz Ayuso is running with the slogan Communism or Freedom. Around 100 migrants tried to swim to the enclave of Ceuta in North Africa from neighbouring Morocco, police said yesterday. The migrants set off on Sunday from beaches a few kilometres south of Ceuta, and some managed to reach a beach in Ceuta on their own, whilst most had to be rescued by Spanish rescue boats. The migrants, including minors, set off in groups of 20 to 30 throughout the day. The migrants were checked by Red Cross workers, and three were treated hypothermia in hospital. The rest were taken by police to a warehouse where they will undergo a coronavirus quarantine before the demands for asylum are processed. Another five migrants swam to Ceuta from Morocco yesterday. The Ministry of Health has registered 19,852 new COVID infections over the weekend yesterday. Infections are rising, above all in Catalonia, with 4,653 new cases, in Andalusia with 3,640, and Madrid with 2,455. The 14-day incidence rate, though, remains stable since Friday, at 235.59 cases per 100,000 people. During the previous week, the incidence rate remained around 230 cases. The daily report from the ministry also reported 147 new deaths. Meanwhile, there's a vaccine rollout boost for the Costa Blanca as Valencia received over 174,000 doses of the Pfizer jab. The doses, almost 40% more than were received last week, were delivered to the Regional Ministry of Health for distribution this week, when those aged 66 to 69 will be vaccinated. And the Valencian government is expected to receive a further 190,000 doses from May the 3rd. Over the next 7 days, the Regional Health Ministry plans to administer some 250,000 doses of the four vaccines that have already been authorised. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.